Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to be honest with all of the listeners and viewers out there. My job is getting harder and harder every day. And the reason my job is getting so hard is that the establishment is going so insane, is bleeding out in front of everyone, and is basically spewing out so many lies and bizarreness in every direction, I don't even know how to respond to it. But I'm going to do my dead level best today to do that. But you are seeing the collective madness of the establishment banking cartel that runs the United States. And at the same time, we are also seeing a marked mass awakening in the last 2 weeks that is accelerating. When you've got Rush Limbaugh coming out saying the evidence points towards a false flag or frame job, as he calls it, in Syria, you know the New World Order is in deep trouble. Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, has come out and said the U.S. is not Al-Qaeda's Air Force. Man, I wish I could come up with zingers like that. I shouldn't laugh, though. World War III could start over this. We've got that audio coming up as well. Chris Matthews is then honest and says, quote, Dems should vote for war to save Obama's ass. And I have another disgusting Democrat here in my stack saying that they're going to vote for war out of loyalty to Obama. Well, is your party loyalty a suicide pact? I mean, that's what I'm asking here, because this could lead to a World War III type scenario. Here's the quote. Dem Congresswoman, only reason I'd vote to strike Syria would be loyalty to Obama. And then you've got these top Republicans and neocons in the news lobbying Obama, calling him a wimp, telling him to strike. And you've got elements in the Israeli Knesset doing that. This is madness. Now, the Russians, and we've talked to some of the high-level Russian media people. I'll just leave that at that point, not give you the source, because it was off record. They said the government's basically in bunkers and thinks this could be World War III. The Chinese are moving their fighter squadrons and troops to their western border by Pakistan and India and Afghanistan. You've got Russian troops massing on their border very close to Syria. You've got Obama saying the forces are in place and the B-1 and B-2 bombers have been sent to, Diego Garcia. They're off the coast of Africa, just south of the Persian Gulf. All of this is going on. And you've got McCain. In fact, I forgot to print this article. It's on drudgereport.com on the right-hand side. It's also on Infowars.com, but the easiest place to find it is just go to Drudge. I didn't see it in the stacks I printed for some reason. I want the article with the screenshot of him playing poker. That little turd is playing poker during these hearings where they're pushing for a giant military strike on a country so that the West, the way to get around that stuff being cut off on screen is you guys can just take control of my computer in here and then you can aim a camera at it. Because my computer doesn't cut it off. That on-screen computer, everything we put up is cut off, and I'm just to the point I can't handle it anymore. If you're not a TV viewer, you don't know what I'm talking about. The article with McCain, it just makes me angry even looking at him playing poker while that's going on. It's all a big joke to these old psychopaths. And then there's Kerry's testimony yesterday where he looks like he's wearing a rubber mask and literally looks like a mental patient who's had a lobotomy sticking his tongue out over and over again. It's sick. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was 100% sure of it 2 weeks ago, and I began breaking down on air that absolute history, incredibly important history, is unfolding in front of everyone. But now I can't even believe how amazing the times are we're in. The news is even better than I thought it was. There is a seismic, mega important historical awakening because humanity at a gut level, at an instinctive level, at a discernment level, understands that we have very dangerous kleptocrats in control of the West, and that China is very dangerous, and that Russia is very dangerous, and that the world economy is teetering on the edge of collapse, and that when empires are in trouble, major wars are started, and that nuclear war is in the air. The beginnings of World War III are on the winds. The seeds of Armageddon, the seeds of nuclear conflagration are sprouting and need to be pulled up, need to be eaten by the crows, need to be dealt with immediately, because these seeds will grow very, very quickly, like some ethereal Jack and the Beanstalk, and will grow up into the heavens and literally visit giants upon us, pillars of fire, hydrogen explosions. So we need to cut these vines now. And ignorance is the water that nourishes them. Apathy is the sunshine that lets them grow. And we need to deal with our apathy right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the fourth day of September, 2013. A year ago, this September 11th, just 6 days away, 7 days away, we saw the Benghazi event. Al-Qaeda forces hired to run security in Benghazi, going and killing the ambassador and others in a seven-hour-plus firefight so they could get to the three giant warehouses behind them filled with all sorts of heat-seeking missiles, anti-tank weapons, French, German, and U.S. tow missiles. The list goes on and on. Do you feel like something big is going to happen on September 11th? Because my gut tells me, watch September 11th right now. I have never been more on edge than I am, but so on edge now that I'm focused and calm. I've told you in the last few months building up to all this that I have had absolute dread, and it felt like I'm not doing a good enough job breaking down what's happening. Now I've passed into that point where the bully starts the fist fight with you, the fists are now swinging, you're not afraid anymore, you're in the fight. We are entering the event horizon, the point of no return for whatever is going to happen. And that's why you see mainly libertarians worldwide, but also some conservatives and some what you'd call liberals, saying this is madness and it's wrong and it's a false flag and there's no proof and we've got Al-Qaeda ganged up on Syria and this is wrong and the house of cards is falling on the globalists. But here's the problem. John Kerry said in his speech before the committee yesterday in the Congress, he said, our credibility's on the line. And he means the New World Orders. Because if they don't go through with this now, they're going to get routed on every front. Their aura of invincibility is now beginning to implode. Their aura of invincibility is now beginning to collapse. And so let me tell you what they're going to do. They're going to stage false flags. I don't know what they're going to be. An attack on Syria may be the false flag to cover up the fact that they weren't given authorization and it's clearly a fraud. That may be the false flag. They could do anything, ladies and gentlemen. And I sat there last night watching the tape that the crew had taped of Kerry's testimony, and I had to leave. I was so freaked out by it, and I'm going to get into that. John Kerry looked like a certified member of the Adams family. He sat there looking like someone you would see who had a lobotomy. His wife looked completely insane and demon-possessed and mentally ill. The members of the Congress that were pushing the war all looked like disheveled, demonic, ringed-out, bloodless zombies. The military officers look like clowns in their little military outfits. And Kerry could hardly talk and kept sticking his tongue out over and over again like a lizard. And his face was jiggling like rubber. And he looked like he was about to pass out. And he would look down and actually have to steady himself during testimony. He was about to collapse. And I just realized these are literally demon-possessed creatures. And I already knew that, but I had to go home, and I could hardly drive home last night because I was so freaked out by watching about 30 minutes of the testimony. Meanwhile, McCain was playing poker the entire time and was caught on video doing that. I mean, these people all need to be arrested. These are mentally ill, power-tripping, insane asylum people who are narcissists and who are on disgusting power trips, endangering our entire planet, waving hundreds of dead children. Now it's admitted it's 400. And everybody's like, where's the 1,400? All the doctors' groups say it's 420-something, and they're just like, don't worry about it, we say so. And Kerry comes out and says, you, all of you, there's video of this, Kerry holds objectors responsible for any future atrocities in Syria. We're going to play that clip later. I've got a flotilla of clips. Imagine, anytime there's another atrocity, when the West started this war, so under common law and common sense, it's all their fault. You start a fight with somebody and they beat your brains out, that's your problem. And it's the same deal. But they're not even using the chemical weapons they own legally. They're not even signatories to the convention. But the point is they didn't use them clearly. The Al-Qaeda rebels have been caught three separate times using them on record. But they want to sit here with no evidence and say Syria did it. And then this guy tells us that it's our fault. That's what they said about Sandy Hook. If there's ever another school shooting, gun owners, it's your fault. No, it's your fault for making the schools disarmament zones. It's your fault for putting Al-Qaeda in Syria and starting this whole thing. And here's the deal. The jig's up, folks. We had the will the last 2.5 years to put out the truth that Al-Qaeda was the main force. Now it's mainstream news the last year. Now everybody knows about it. And now Ted Cruz says, quote, the U.S. is not Al-Qaeda's Air Force. Rush Limbaugh's coming out saying it looks like a false flag, and he's investigating. You've got Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Glenn Beck, Pat Buchanan, all of them. Suddenly Fox News correspondents are talking about it. Ron Paul tries to talk about it, and they cut him off on CNN last night because they're desperate and they're scared because good people are starting to stand up on their hind legs, folks, and not roll around our bellies in front of these globalist scumbags. Look at Matt Drudge leading the charge as well. I've been retweeting these all day. I can't quit reading them up on his personal Drudge, Matt Drudge, at Drudge. We have him up on Real Alex Jones. Follow us there as well. And he says, why would anyone vote Republican? Please give me a reason. Raise taxes, marching us off to war, again, approving more NSA snooping. Who are they? Exactly, who are you? Look at this. Now, it's now authoritarian versus libertarian, since Democrats versus Republicans has been obliterated. No real difference between parties. Boom, it's all happening. Drudge, poll on resolution for Obama Syria raid. 1,000 plus votes in 1 minute. And it goes on and on and on. Putin is the leader of the free world. Yeah, how weird is that? That Putin's saying, okay, I'll attack Syria with you, basically, if you can show me proof they did the chemicals. And he suspended the high-powered surface-to-surface anti-ship mega missiles that the ships have a lot of trouble shooting them down. He suspended those being shipped to Syria and said, okay, just show me proof, and I'll get behind a strike, knowing full well they don't have it, to the point of we have to say Vladimir Putin, compared to the crazy bankers and globalists and narcissists we have running things, is now the leader of the free world. Look at how absolutely flip-flopped all of this is. So that's what's going on that front up at Drudge. Follow him at Drudge. Follow us at Real Alex Jones, where we're retweeting that. And that is exactly what's going on. And folks, this is an orgy, an overload of information. These are the clips I have that are coming up. I've got like 15 of them. Okay? Chris Matthews says Dems should vote for Obama. I mean, should vote for war to save Obama's ass. That's a quote. Excuse my French. Obama presses case for Syria, says no boots on the ground, but Kerry comes out and says possibility of boots on the ground. The boots have been on the ground for 2.5 years, folks. And by the way, they don't like it. I've talked to people that have been over there off record. And, yeah, they could pretty much be arrested for telling me what they told me. I guess I could be, too, with all this persecution of whistleblowers. They've been over there. That's why I told you, in Jordan, in Iraq, and in Turkey, with special forces training Al-Qaeda commandos. What came out in the New York Times yesterday? Brigades of commandos, brigades, in 50-man cells, making up 4,000-man contingents, are being injected every few weeks into the country for the last 2.5 years, trained by U.S. Special Forces, Delta Force, Green Berets, Army Rangers, Navy SEALs are in there with shaved head guys with the big Al-Qaeda beards, training them on how to use anti-aircraft missiles and stuff. You think the troops like doing that? And by the way, these Al-Qaeda guys will shoot their mouths off about how many American troops they killed in Iraq. You understand that?
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I haven't even gotten to our top story yet today. I'll do that in the next segment. Exclusive high-level source confirms secret U.S. nuclear warhead transfer. And this is our source that is high-level. In the Dyess Air Force Base in West Texas. Directly to us, a source known to us for a decade. I'll just leave it at that. And the people on the base were like, freaking out that, A, there weren't supposed to be nukes on the base, but they were pulled out of mothballs secretly. There hadn't supposed to be nukes there since the 80s. I went and checked it. That was confirmed under a treaty. The B-1 bombers there. And they loaded them on trucks to send them to South Carolina. And the people on the base were freaking out because there was no paperwork signed. Remember in 2007 when Cheney had them transferred from Minot, North Dakota, down to New Orleans? There was the big freak out over that transfer with cruise missiles. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I don't like being given news like this. It's dangerous. It's dangerous to know this type of information. Okay? I'm just going to leave it. I mean, believe me, this is real. Just like I told you, I had a Navy SEAL source on them all believing that the helicopter was blown up to kill the 23 SEALs, and the family thought that they'd been murdered by Obama to cover up the fake raid. Almost 2 years later, I start getting the families on the show saying they knew that day one. We don't make this stuff up. Believe me, I wish we were. Believe me. Believe me. Believe it. But when I get this info, I'm going to tell you no matter what happens. You can be guaranteed of that. No matter what happens, I will go 100%, period. And that's it. Excuse me. The reason I start yelling, folks, is this is life and death stuff, okay? And my adrenaline just goes crazy because at a subconscious level, I realize this is combat, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke. This is not a game. The article's up on Infowars.com. I'll break it down in the next segment. Obama gave a speech today saying, and just did it again in another speech, that there was never a red line that's made up. We have video of him saying a red line, and the Washington Post with the red line from the 24th of August. Yeah, last August. We're going to get to all that. I mean, everybody knows he said that. This is the level of lying. Then they promised no boots on the ground. There have already been boots on the ground, ladies and gentlemen. It was August 21st, 2012. I was going from memory. And then he gets asked about it yesterday, Mr. Rubberface. Man, I tell you, it's not good to serve evil. All these globalists look like reanimated corpses. And they all just get off on destruction and power, and their empire's collapsing, sucking America down with it, and they're not going to let it collapse without starting World War III. That's what all this is about. Let me tell you, folks, they hit Syria, and Syria hits Israel. Israel is probably going to nuke somebody or attack them, and then Iran's going to attack, and then Russia's going to get involved, folks, and then we're all dead. And we've barely stopped three nuclear wars before. And all you idiot yuppies send me emails and I see comments making jokes about this. You people are idiots. I would like to literally punch your eyes out. You said that to my face. I got a family. I got three children. Just because you're uninformed and think everything's a joke doesn't mean the rest of us have to go to hell with you. Excuse me. Let's go to Kerry saying, oh, yeah, give me an authorization for boots on the ground. Let's play the clip. Here it is.
Would you tell us whether you believe that a prohibition for having American boots on the ground, is that something that the administration would accept as part of a resolution?
Mr. Chairman, it would be preferable not to, not because there's any intention or any plan or any desire whatsoever to have boots on the ground. Now, I think the president will give you every assurance in the world, as am I, as the Secretary of Defense and the chairman. But in the event Syria imploded, for instance, or
which is your plan,
there was a threat of a chemical weapons cache.
Oh, they're going in.
Falling into the hands.
They've always been in there.
Of al-Nusra or someone else.
The groups you put
and
in.
It was clearly in the interests of our allies and all of us, the British, the French, and others. To prevent those weapons of mass destruction falling into the hands of the worst elements.
There you go. That's enough.
I don't want to take off.
Yeah, he doesn't want to take it off the table. So we're going to come back with the clips. Ladies and gentlemen, they create the war. They create the destabilization. They come in with the solution. Give them more power. And they're never going to stop until we stop them. And then I look at that crowd of people. They're all a bunch of weak, pathetic, degenerate scum, not fit to rule an outhouse. Okay? They're not fit to do anything but go to prison.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is a quote. Obama says he didn't set a red line on Syria. That's the Weekly Standard with that quote. And then here's the original national security piece put out by the Washington Post. Obama issues Syria a red line warning on chemical weapons from the 21st day of August last year, over a year ago. Now, I know everybody knows that, but it just shows how they practice lying, knowing that you know they're lying, but just to try to break your will. Well, the difference is here, nobody's will's broken now. We know who you are. Remember Ronald Reagan criticizing the Soviet Union for its corruption, speaking out against them, talking about all the things they were involved in, how they were a corrupt elite, and how they collapsed. Now the world is pointing out that we have a bunch of corrupt scum here. That is what has happened, ladies and gentlemen. And everybody is seeing through what's going on. I have another article here where premiums are now set to raise 120%+ in the next year on Obamacare. It was 53% so far this year. Now it's going to be 120%+ by next year. And you're like, what's that to do with Syria? Ladies and gentlemen, Obamacare is written to bankrupt the country. Now, there it is, report healthcare premiums to increase up to 125% in Wisconsin due to Obamacare. And it's similar numbers across the country. That's being reported by television, local news up there. That's what the government's telling them get ready for. Oh, that's going to help poor people. Oh, raise even poor people's payroll tax. When he promised, I won't raise your payroll tax, not your income tax. In fact, I'm going to cut it. I never said there was a red line. And now he has seven major scandals going. Benghazi, Fast and Furious, NSA, persecution of the press, going after whistleblowers. The list goes on and on. Seven big scandals. And now they have the nerve in a whole bunch of news articles and video clips I have today to have Democratic congresswomen and others saying, only reason I'd vote to strike Syria would be loyalty to Obama. That's the District of Criminals non-voting delegate to Congress, Eleanor Holmes Norton, said. And then Chris Matthews, that 40-plus years in Washington, working for presidents, a scumbag race pimp, just absolute pile of steaming, inhuman trash, anti-American, anti-family, anti-gun. I mean, these are enemies. That isn't rhetoric. These are our enemies. These people are a criminal class. He comes out and says, we need to have this war to save Obama. They're so arrogant in their criminality. That's what criminals do. They always brag that they're saying this will haul Obama's bacon for their power. They admit it's all a big lie to divert everybody so Obama could start a war that might lead to World War III.
I think the Democrats are going to be forced to sacrifice men and women who really, really don't want to vote for this. And they're going to have to vote for it to save the president's hide. That's a very bad position to put your party.
And some will say, oh, no, he's being honest there. No, he's saying what's going on. He's all for it. And then you've got all the rest of these people saying, I'll do it for loyalty. Hey, why don't you take your kids outside then and blow their brains out? Chris Matthews and the District of Criminals Congresswoman. I mean, I'm not saying literally do that, but you know what? I mean, if Obama said, march your kids outside, put a gun in their mouth, blow their brains all over the wall, would you do it? If Obama said, go jump off a cliff, would you do it? And let me tell you, all these Republicans are telling us, go jump off a cliff. I can't look at John McCain anymore. I mean, he's obviously completely mentally ill. John Kerry, these are flaming nutcases. And remember, what do you expect, folks? It's Skull and Bones. ABC News got video of it that confirms what Charlotte Isherby leaked to Anthony Sutton, the congressional expert, congressional hearings. And Shelley revealed that a few years ago to us. And we went to her home, and she showed us the Skull and Bones memorabilia. Her father and grandfather were members of Skull and Bones, an elite family. And she leaked to Anthony Sutton what goes on in Skull and Bones that confirmed the break-in from over 100 years ago, what it confirmed. Do you know what goes on at Skull and Bones? Well, I have a family audience, so I can't say it. They have sexual rituals, some of the most ancient Egyptian rituals, where they believe they are possessed by entities, basically space aliens. When you're looking, I don't believe this. Let's be clear. When you look at John Kerry, though, and his tomb mate, George W. Bush, and the rest of them, these are people that had gay sex hundreds of times in coffins, begging for spiritual entities to possess them. And you know what? Put John Kerry on screen. You know what? Put the video from yesterday. That's the really crazy one. I mean, you know what? If that's a case for possession, folks, I believe it. I mean, Hollywood should want to hire him to play the next Silence of the Lambs, because there's no actor that can look this whacked out crazy. I mean, take George W. Bush and all his weirdness. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, these are people that get in coffins hundreds of times and giant pits of feces and have sex with each other. People go, oh, that's just fraternity fun. No, ladies and gentlemen, that's not what it is. And by the way, a lot of people that get tapped for it won't be part of all that. That's the higher level initiates. John Kerry, ladies and gentlemen, is a member of a satanic death cult. And no wonder he wants to start World War III. I mean, what do you call it psychologically? I mean, if you don't believe in these entities like they do, okay, it doesn't exist. Doesn't matter. They believe entities possess them in pits of feces. I mean, we have a Secretary of State who has asked entities to enter his body while having sex in large vats of feces with men peeing on him. They even made a movie, The Good Shepherd, about this. Robert De Niro produced it, and it was hailed as historically accurate, with men peeing on each other. I mean, I'm sorry, we have family audiences, but that's what they're doing. And how much more will we put up with these people? It is chapter 322, officially, of the Illuminati, ladies and gentlemen. Founded by the Illuminati in 1832, on record. People make fun of me saying, oh, German death cults run the world. No, they're a big part of it, though. Doesn't even mean they're German. It means they've adopted a German death cult's activity that's really Egyptian, which was the dark black magic elements of the priesthood in Egypt. These people follow a 4,000-year-old Egyptian death cult. Okay? That's who's running things, wallowing in feces. That's what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. A Secretary of State that has had sex in giant vats of feces. And I dare the media to attack me on this because that's exactly who they are. Go ahead, make fun of me because it's all on record. And it's all come out. And go ahead and try to make me look crazy talking about that. I don't care. You're the ones that are crazy following these people. The only video they have of Skull and Bones is in the courtyard screaming, death, devil equals death. Oh, hell, I love you, devil. They have people that dress up in skull masks with crowns on, and then you worship the devil. And then the person playing the part of the devil, who believes they've been possessed by the devil, sits there and watches while man after man has sex with you. I mean, that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. You want the truth? Can you handle the truth? That's the big question here, ladies and gentlemen. These people are monsters. And that's what hit me last night was I have been holding back. I know they're monsters. Why does Kerry look so weird? Why does he act so weird? Why do they lie? Why can't they help not lying? Why was Kerry about to collapse over and over again watching the testimony? Go back and review it from yesterday's testimony of the Senate. He's in the House today. He would have to, when they were talking, have to lean his head down and like put his hands on the table and just... Because, I mean, folks, imagine he's been possessed by this stuff so long, like Aleister Crowley was. Can you imagine what it's like being under that? Thank God I'm among the living. Thank God I love life. Thank God I've got red blood and gusto and honor and courage and love of life and innocence. Man, it feels good to be on the side of good. I did not want to be a part of evil. These servants are evil, are jokes. Let me tell you something. I said this to the crew earlier today, and they said, well, you got to say that on air, but it's true. Evil ain't cool, and evil ain't fun. And the path of evil lives in the heart of all of those that serve evil. And what was my full quote? You said it was good. It was a quick quote. You said we ought to make a liner out of it. Evil isn't good for you, bitches. I think that's what I said. I mean, it's just elementary. To use a modern parlance, excuse me, but I mean, that's what's going on here. This is not fun. You don't want to sign on to this. Beelzebub's here to destroy things. And again, even if you don't believe in it, our leaders are part of groups. It came out in mainstream news that Tony Blair, every morning, is possessed by the spirit of the light and falls down on the ground and flops around on the ground. That's mainstream British news. And his wife is an admitted witch who does rituals with him. and he spends most of his free time flying all around the world doing weird rituals. So did François Mitterrand. Look that up. The pyramid at the Louvre, the pink pyramid, the pink and gold pyramid, has 666 pieces of glass, and Mitterrand said the idea was beamed to him by Lucifer when he was on a sacred mountaintop. Well, let me tell you, what Lucifer's beaming to you isn't good, and I don't want to be run by Lucifer. Comprende? I don't want to work for El Diablo, or the skinny one, the Grim Reaper, any of it. I choose God. I choose Jesus Christ. I choose life. I don't choose death. Those of you that worship at the dark altar of it, I know I'm preaching. Let me just go over the headlines, and we'll go to more of these clips. Okay? We've got Ted Cruz, U.S. not an Al-Qaeda's Air Force. Cue that up. I want to play that in a moment. But before we go back to those clips, let me just give you some of the headlines here, ladies and gentlemen. Washington Times, Kerry holds objectors responsible for any future atrocities in Syria. When they started the whole thing and have been running the whole thing for 2.5 years, they're blaming it now on us. I mean, you got to love that. That's just too rich. It's like if somebody ran their car into you running a red light and then got out and blamed you. McCain's playing poker during all this. It's a big joke to him. Just total mental patient. They asked him how many houses he owns. He didn't know. Nothing against owning things, but they don't even care. They don't even know. Democrat congresswoman, only reason I'd vote to strike Syria would be loyalty to Obama. Syrian conflict opposition leader, the real opposition, criticizes plans for U.S. intervention as satanic to destroy the country. Even the real opposition that's genteel and doesn't like Assad for good reasons, just like Syrian girl's family. The real opposition says this is pure evil. Don't do it. That's Huffington Post. Jerusalem Post. Russia suspends delivery of S-300 missile systems to Syria. Putin says if you can show evidence he used chemicals, he will agree to the strike and might even help. But instead, no Western media wants to talk to Vladimir Putin. By the way, Obama isn't trying to talk to the Russians. It's come out in the news, but I've been told by our Russian sources as well, high-level Russian media, high-level, that the Russian government is in bunkers, they're on nuclear alert, that's actually come out, and that they know about the Western elite, and they're actually freaked out, and that no one diplomatically will even talk to them now. You know, the diplomatic phones, all of it's dead. And nuclear weapons are being masked in the Middle East. Let's continue here. Rand Paul demands Obama adhere to Congress on Syria. Absolutely. Article by Paul Watson up on InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. Also, Ron Paul gets cut off by CNN. We have that video up on InfoWars.com. Will Congress reject Obama's attack on Syria? Infowars.com. Very important breakdown there. President Bashar al-Assad's full interview translated into English on Infowars.com. And he says, first off, you've just got to show evidence we did it. We didn't do it. You're setting us up. It's a frame-up. And it just continues. New polls out with the vast majority of Americans, ABC News poll, opposing military strike on Syria. Now, getting into the really important news on Syria. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dempsey, can't say what U.S. is seeking in Syria. And he went on to say he doesn't know why this is going to happen. Because Dempsey said on record it's a bad idea. David Cameron rules out any further military action in Syria, even if there's new attacks. He's now said they're not going to be part of it. And you know why? Because they're not insane and they love their children. And they understand that Iran and Syria are going to launch missiles at Israel, and then there's probably a 50-50 chance, most estimates are, that Israel's going to start nuking people. And then, folks, the minute nukes detonate, it's over. You understand? It's over. But these power-tripping, demonically possessed globalists who literally bathe in feces want to bathe us in fire while they go down in their bunkers and laugh about it. Because they are psychopaths. They are nutcases who all need to be arrested immediately. But remember, none of this is their fault. It's all our fault, as Kerry said. Andelson, Bloomberg reports, new Obama ally as Jewish groups back Syria strike. The lobbyist and billionaire that gave $70 million to defeat Obama last year in the elections is now getting behind Obama, saying he needs to attack. Yeah, that's a great idea. That's a really, really great idea. And it just goes on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen. And meanwhile, everybody in America is still obsessed with last week with Hannah Montana or whatever idiot name is now, Miley Curtis or whatever, bending over and being humped on. And again, folks, if adults want to watch that stuff, that's their business. This stuff is targeting young girls. The satanic stuff in the videos aimed at preteen youths is absolutely out of control. Just like the sex education that Obama's pushing for five-year-olds, teaching them how to... Well, I can't even say it to an adult audience. I mean, just you name it. They're pedophiles. They're devil worshippers. But we put up with it. Well, they're the federal government, and they say teach five-year-olds how to have anal sex. And everybody's like, well, yeah, if you don't do that, you're racist. Obama's black. So it's okay. Let the pedophiles teach your kids how to do all this stuff. We'll be right back with the key news on the nukes being transferred.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelter should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, listen to the engine moaning out his one-off song. Think about the woman, the girl you knew the night.
Your thoughts will soon be wandering. way they always do. By the way, Dave Mustaine's coming into town this weekend in Austin to play with Iron Maiden. And he's invited me out to hang out with those guys. And who knows, we might have an interview for you next week. Get Dave's take on all this. Dave of Megadeth, obviously. I love his new album, Super Collider. But, you know, it's hard to even enjoy stuff like that when all of this stuff's going on around us in the world that could absolutely destroy all of our futures. I mean, I can't even make myself leave the office now, even though I want to be with my children more than anything, because they don't have a future if we don't stop this. And as soon as I start driving down the road, sometimes I turn around and come back and I think of all the things I need to do, all the things I need to say, all the messages I need to get out, because history's happening. What we're putting out is actually being picked up by all the other big talk show hosts, and more we see it being mirrored, and that is the essence of changing things, is the spirit of truth getting out there, and we're a big part of that, and all the glory goes to God, but it's very, very daunting. When I start the next hour, I'll get into our top story that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Exclusive high-level source confirms secret U.S. nuclear warhead transfer and why this is such a big deal. And I wish this source wasn't so good and wasn't a witness to it and wasn't so confirmed. I mean, I just cannot believe I'm breaking news like this. This is just unbelievable, and it totally freaked out the military people and the police that were there. And if you don't know why, folks, it's because there was no signing for the warheads. These warheads just disappeared off into trucks down the road. And the base commander was there to authorize it. And there weren't even supposed to be nukes at this base. And I know I just got into Skull and Bones and all that, but I mean, look at the Masonic Lodge in Michigan they just busted with an orgy going on in it. That's nothing, folks. Those are women. Those are guys, you know, consenting adults. I don't agree with it, but that's nothing, folks. Those guys aren't going to get invited to the higher level stuff. Masons didn't do stuff like that in George Washington's day. The Illuminati took over the Masons. The Masons go back to Egypt and to the wizards who were not Satanist. Solomon picked up on that afterwards. So you had the main colleges, which were agrarian and science and math and architecture, but it was also religious. And then you had the secret cults within it, kind of like the Jedi and the Sith, you understand? And so the Masons tend to get blamed for what the Sith are doing, but it's actually that the Sith, to use that analogy, use the Masonic Lodge to recruit out of. And that's what George Washington wrote. You can read his letters against the Illuminati from 1889. He died in 1800. I go from memory. You can pull those up in National Archives. Signed by George Washington. Scans of them. He battled the Illuminati. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. And you don't get entry into these clubs unless you're part of it. I want to tell you about Infidel Body Armor, InfidelBodyArmor.com. Stops hundreds of rounds from AK-47 to M4, 30-06, 30-308, more. Ceramic only stops six rounds. This stops hundreds. They have all sizes. Level 3 armor, incredible pricing. Online catalog is amazing. InfidelBodyArmor.com or 888-608-6605. 888-608-6605. InfidelBodyArmor.com. And don't forget InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the books, the t-shirts, the videos, all the material, the ProPure water filters. That's what funds our operation. So fund us. Feed us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against
healthy eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.